Good afternoon, Shalom Aleichem. We started the Gemara the other day on Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara begins with after the two dots. It says Teisha Tziburim Shal Matzah VeEchad Shal Chametz. Rashi writes these are Piske Halachas. I was giving a case and a psak and a case and a psak. No big discussion over here. So by way of introduction, we should really discuss a little bit the general topic of Sveikus. We have a klal sofek deraisa luchumer sofek derabbana lekula. But sofek deraisa luchumre is only applicable in the area of isa v'heta. We have a posik in Parsha Shoftim that reads approximately like this: Ki polim imcha dov la mishpat bein dam le dam bein din le din bein nega la nega dire rivas bisharecha. If there'll be a machlokes that's ripping apart the community, the kanto v'yalisa la mokam, go to the Beis Nagodol in Yerushalayim. Their psak is only binding and only has the status of Beis Nagodol if they're in the lishkas hagosas. Come to Elisa Lamokam, Lamich Amokam Gurim. Have to be Yeshvim Bim Kaimam. In order to have the special status of Beis Nagodol, they have to meet in the Beis Hamikdash, somewhere in the Beis Hamikdash. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon commenting on that Pasuk. Bein dam le dam, bein din le din, bein nega le nega, kan kilala hatoira, kol gimel chelke hatoira. The Chumash includes in this statement that when there's a machlokes and it can't be resolved by the local rabbanim, you have to go to the Beis Nagodol. The Chumash applies it to all three areas of halacha: dam le dam, din le din, nega le nega. What are the three areas? Dam le dam, he considers that isa v'heta, whether the woman is a nida or not, is a topic of isa v'heta. It's in yeridaya. Din le din is dini mamonis, said in the zikin. Be nega le nega is tumah v'tahara. That's an interesting point. Why did the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Yosef Engel, raises this question and asks him there, I said, why did the Vilna Gaon consider dam le dam to determine whether the woman is in need or not? That's considered isa heta. Why is not considered tumah v'tahara like nega la nega? So he says it would appear that the Vilna Gaon thinks that the nida le baila is not a function of they're two different dinim. There's a din that a nida doesn't have hatuma, and whatever she touches is tummy. Then there's a din a nida does asur la baila, labdap ke baila, even if the girl is single, there's also a din of nida. The Ramah, that's the first Ramah in Hilchas Nida, that some people thought mistakenly that the laws of nida only apply if the couple is married, because the Medrash says, the Gemara has this agarata also, that the reason why the Rebbe Shalom gave the din of nida, that every month the husband shouldn't be bored of his wife, he should fall in love with her again. So if they have to abstain from being together for a week, for 2 weeks, then he's going to be eager to be with her again. A little tefilosa, they're both eager to be together. That's why Isha Mishtakekas Lamal, because they haven't been together for 2 weeks. So one might have mistakenly thought that the whole, based on the Tam HaMitzvah, that the Torah wants a husband to fall in love anew with his wife every month when she comes back from the mikveh. One might have thought it only applies to married people. So that's the first Ramah, that's a mistake. That even if the people are not married to each other, there's still a din anisa kores, a bol anida is bikores. So here there's a discussion that Rabbi Chana Basman has in his famous Sefer on Yevamos and the Kovid Tzaharis, and he has a lot of marmikomis on this. Is the din of nida asur labayla, is that a function of nida being an avhatuma? The din first starts off that a nida is an avhatuma. Whatever she touches is tummy, and she has to go to mikveh to remove the tuma. So it calls man that there's tuma, there's an isa bia, an isa tashmish. Then when the tuma goes away, when you go to the mikveh, you remove the tuma, then there's a heta tashmish. Or should I say no, that they're unrelated, that nida is an avhatuma is one din, and then there's another din, nida is asur labayla. So Rochana quotes quite a few rayas. You have cases where the woman is an avhatume and she's materis labailo. You have cases where the woman is asur labailo and she's not an avhatume. They're not totally zebizeh. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel points out. The fact that they quote the name of the Vilna Gaon and that the Aderes Eliyahu is a sefer on Chumash where they put together different comments in the name of the Vilna Gaon that they said over. But this one, they dam la dam be din la din be nega la nega kan kila la hatorah kolmul gimel chelke hatorah. Then in this pasuk, the Torah gives you all the three areas. All of halacha is divided into three areas: tuma v'tara, dini mamonis, and nisa v'heter. So this Rav Chaim Volozhiner quotes this also in the Hakdama to the Bir Agroa on Shulchan Aruch. This is really authentic. This the Vilna Gaon said. And the way, and that's why the Gemara has a kalal, you always learn a mamatzinu. If you have a pasuk written somewhere chumash, like we give the moshul that says atzeishitim omdim when they made the mishkan, so they had to have atzeishitim for the kroshim, and it had to be kederach gedilosim, the way they grew from the ground. You couldn't make a kerish upside down. If it grows this way, you have to make the kerish this way. Can't make it sideways either. That should look at derech kedilosim, and it has to be derech kedilosim. So you learn out the mamatzina from atzeishit momdim to lulav and esrik kol hamitzvos kulam. Whenever you need a natural item that grows from the ground, you have to use the derech kedilosim. That's how you know that you have to hold it with the pitim up. You hold it with the pitim down. That's not the way it grows on a tree. It grows on a tree. It's attached when it gets heavy. Then the, when the esrig is big and heavy, then it hangs down. Then when it hangs down, then it has the pitim down. But when it first starts to grow, the ukitz is on the bottom. The ukitz is where, like, you have an apple, and you have the ukitz is where it's attached to the tree. Then when the apple gets heavy, then it's going to hang down. So the ukitz is going to be on top. When it begins to grow, the ukitz is always on the bottom. So this idea that you learn that midinechod lahavera, mamatzinu kalvachemer, it's all based on the assumption that all the dinim of the Torah fit into one big pattern. All the dinim of the Torah, all the dinim fell into one pattern. So the Gemara says, no, there are three sections. There's Tum of the Torah, there's Issa v'Heter, and there's Dinim Amenus. And the Gemara has a klal, Issa mitum aloy afinon. That's a Gemara in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, and Yevamis, the end of Perek Mitzvah Chalitza. Then the Gemara Brachas has a klal, Mamayna mi'isura aloy afinon. Why? Because these are three different areas in our halacha: mamayna, isura, and tumah v'tara. So within tumah v'tara, all the dinim have to fit into one pattern. You can learn out of mamatzinu midinech lachaver. Within isa v'heta, all the dinim fit into one pattern. Within dinim amenus, all the dinim should fit into one pattern. And you can be done a mamatzinu on the kal v'chaymer, because all the dinim are supposed to fit into together. But not the all three. Not that kol haTorah kula fits into one pattern. There are three different patterns. And each group, Issa v'Heter is one, Tumah v'Tara is another one, and the Zikin is another one. So one example of the fact that the three different areas of halacha is with respect to sfeikas. How do you deal with a suffix? So if it's a suffix in Iser, so we say suffix deraisa l'chumra. If it's a suffix in Mamanus, you don't say, I have a suffix if I'm allowed to hold on to the money. It's an isa lo sigzel, suffix if I owe you money. So I should say, sveika deraisa l'chumra, I should give you the money. Then you're going to have the same sveika deraisa l'chumra. Maybe you're not entitled to the money. So you'll give it back to me, and I'll keep on giving it back to you, give it back to me. So we'll make a compromise, and we'll split it in half. So the halacha says, you don't say, maman amuta besuffix cholkin. If one of the two of us is muchzak, or whoever is muchzak, b'shas leidus ha-suffix, keeps the money. Hamotzi machavera, all of our eye. So in Sofik Mamayna, we say lekula. Sofik Yisura lechumra. Lechumra means you have to go lechumra to do the mitzvah, or lechumra not to do the avera, depending whether it's a Sofik and a mitzvah deraisa, a Sofik and an avera deraisa. So Sofik deraisa lechumra, and Sofik Mamayna lekula, on behalf of the muchzak. Whoever is muchzak keeps the mamon. And how do you paskin in a Sofik of Tuma v'tara? So there the klal is, Sofik Tuma B'shus HaYochad Sveika Tomei, Sofik Tuma B'shus HaRabim Sveika Tohar. In other dinam, in Issa V'Heter, the rule is Sofik Deraisa L'chumra Svek Sveika L'kula. What about over here? Sofik Deraisa L'chumra, but Svek Sveika Deraisa L'kula. What about over here? Let's say Sofik Tuma B'shus HaYochad Sveika Tomei. What if it's a Svek Sveika? Do you still say Sveika Tomei? So that's a Beferish and Mishnah, yes. Even Kol Sveika Shatiyoch Al Harbos, that's what the Top Tesis quotes from the Mishnah. It's the Top Tesis on Tesson and Bates. Kol Sveika Sveika Shatiyoch Al Harbos, Pishus Ayochid, still going to be Sveika Tomei. How did they know that? How did they know that? So the Tesis on Yudam and Aleph, Dibra Maschel, All about no, the mamaska safik bia tahar. So Taisus quotes one interpretation in the Machlokes Satanoim. Is a bika. What's the definition of a bika? So Rashi says a bika is an area where there are many sodos. And each soda is misuyam is bimitzareha. Every soda has a fence around it. Or it has a border, so you know how far the soda goes. A bika is an area where you have a lot of soda. That's what Rashi says. So let's say there's one soda, she'avod bakever. We know that 100 years ago, a Jewish person was buried somewhere in this field, and there used to be a matzeva, and in the course of the 100 years, the matzeva disappeared, and nobody alive today remembers where the mace is buried. So wherever anyone will go in this field, it'll be a sofik tuma b'shul sayochid. So wherever you go, it'll be sofik tuma b'shul sayochid. So what if it's a sofik all sofik loyal? The person knows he went in that bika, but he knows which field it is, where someone was buried 100 years ago. And we don't know exactly where the kever is. He doesn't know whether he's sofik all sofik loyal. All means enter in Aramaic. Ayin Lamin means to lehikanes. He doesn't know if he entered that field or not. And that even if he did enter the field, he doesn't know if he walked on top of the kever, because the sod is over the kever. So the Gemara, the Mishnah has, that's a machlekes hatanoim. Sofik ol, sofik loy ol, bimtim tziloy ma'ol. And if he did nichnas into the soda, it's a sofik ha'hil, a sofik loy ha'hil. Was he mahil on that mace? Because no one alive today remembers where exactly the kever was. So that's Tosis quotes a pshat in the Mishnah that that's the machlekes hatanoim. Are you make in a sofik tuma b'shus ayochid when you have a svek sveka? So that's very strange. If that's the machlokes hatanoim, so we know how we paskin like the top tesis on tes on the base quoted the Mishnah, a beferish and Mishnah. Sofik tumah b'shul sayochid sveka tamei kol sveka shat yochel harbaz. Even if you have a svek sveka, you still go lechumra. You still go lechumra. Yeah. So it's strange that it's a stam Mishnah that says svek sveka lechumra, and here all of a sudden it became a machlokes hatanoim. That's strange point number one. Okay, you have that sometimes. Strange point number two is, based on the rules and regulations of a svek sveka, this really should not qualify as a svek sveka. This is all what Tosfos calls in Ksubas, Daf Tesa and Aleph. This is a svek sveka mishe mechad. It's only one sofek. Was I mahil on the mesa or not? I don't even know if I entered that field where the mesa was avad, where it's avad hakever, where the kever got lost. And if I did enter that field, I don't know if I was mahil on the mace. It's basically, it's one suffix. Was I mahil on the mace or not? If you would have, see, on Testament days, you have a sex faker, suffix, someone, a woman had a miscarriage and a very early stage. And we don't know whether the fetus had the tzuras havlad or not. If it's already 3 months old, then of course it's going to have a tzuras havlad. The tzuras havlad is developed when it's just an inch by an inch, a teeny weeny little thing, and it's only 43, 44 days old. So, and she had a miscarriage, and she doesn't know whether it just came out from her body. She doesn't know. Then they threw it into the bor. So it's a suffix whether it was a ruachi pila. There's certainly a lot of dam over there. So dam is dam hanida, dam that rips out from the lining is metamic. That's an av hatumah. But they threw it in a kever, they threw it in a bor. So if it had a tzuras avlad, if it was a pregnancy of more than 40 days and had a tzuras avlad, then it's metamic ba'ohel. If it didn't have a tzuras avlad, it wasn't a 44-day pregnancy, then it's not going to be metamic ba'ohel. It'll be metamic b'maga. It'll be, if you touch it, it'll be metame, like dam hanida. The nida, the woman who's a nida is an avatuma, and the dam is an avatuma. But the avatuma of a nida is not metame ba'ohel. Not everything that's metame b'maga is metame ba'ohel. Only a mei sodom is metame ba'ohel. And even many tanoim are of the opinion, like Abshem Baichoy, that only mei sisra, mei se'akma, not metame ba'ohel. Rashi quoted the machlokes at tanoim. So that would be a sex faker. Someone was mahil on the mace. So someone leaned over the bor, a kohen, a bor kohen v'hitzitz, to see. So what did he come to see? Was it a ruach hepila or was it a nefil hepila? And if it was a nefil hepila, was it a zacha? Was it in a keva? He's going to try to see. If it's so tiny, it's just if it's just 44 days old, it's not going to. He won't be able to see whether it's a zacha or a keva. He won't be able to tell. And she doesn't know. She doesn't know how old she. She doesn't know how big it was. She doesn't know whether it's zochen. Okay, but she doesn't know. Maybe ruach epila. What do you mean ruach epila? It didn't have a tzuris havlat, so we call it a ruach. So that's a svek svek and mishnei shemus. Maybe there's no mace at all. And even if there is a mace, maybe since chuldo bardalis mitzim sham, maybe yachluhu, maybe they ate it up. So there no longer is a mace. Maybe there never was a mace in the first place. Maybe there's no mace in the first place. Or maybe that's also Shem Echad. That's probably also Shem Echad. So I think maybe there was no mace in the first place. And even if there was a mace, maybe it's eaten up. That could also be that that's all Shem Echad. But let's say Shem Egira Ruhu. Maybe there's no mace at all. And even if there was a mace, maybe Gira Ruhu in such a way that he's not being mahel on the mace. That's the Sfek Sfek in Mishnei Shemus. Maybe there's no tumas mace at all, and even if there is, maybe I'm not being mahal on it. Maybe the chulda bardlus pulled it into a chur, into a hole, and the hole doesn't have a pesach tafach opening into the bor. So when he leans over the bor, the tuma doesn't go out from the chur into the bor. So in order to be considered a svek sveke, Tosis writes in Ksubas Daf Tesam et al. In order to qualify as a svek svek, has to be Mishnei Shemus. If it's Shem Echad, it's not considered a Svek Sveka. This din that we say that Sofik Deraisa Lechumra, the author of the Ktsos HaChoshen, wrote a sefer that's called Shev Shmaitza, a little sefer, seven essays. Each essay has many chapters in it. So the first page of the Shemaitza, the Shemaitza Aleph and Perik Aleph, he starts off with the famous Machlokes. Maybe he's the one who made it famous. Famous Machlokes between the Rambam and many other Rishonim. The Rabbi happens to agree with the Rambam on this, that the din of Sofik Deraisa Lechumra, that din itself is only Lechumra Midirabbanan. When at Torah the rule is that Sofik Deraisa is Lekula. If you're not sure if the thing is kosher or treif, so you have a right to eat it. It's only osa b'achil if you know vadai that it's treif. If it's a suffik, then suffik deraisa lekulam deraisa. It's only the din. Suffik deraisa lechumra. That din itself is only midirabbanan. Interesting shita sa Rambam. So we have in our editions of the Rambam, this is, I think, at the end of Perek Tes, Hilchos Tumas Meis. So in our editions of the Rambam, they have something put in brackets, which the Kesa Mishnah writes, that he saw some manuscripts of the Rambam had this written in it. The Pashta says that it doesn't belong in the Rambam. Someone else added it. So what they put in brackets into the Rambam, what the Kes Mishnah quotes is, and if you'll ask Akasha, how can one be of the opinion that Sofik Deraisa is Lekula Mideraisa, but there's an institution of Hashem Talui. If a person violates an Issa Koris B'Shoigeg, so the Torah prescribes he has to bring a korban chatas. What's an example of an isa koris b'shege? He ate dam, he ate chelev, he's machal shabbos b'shege, he ate chametz b'pesach by mistake. He ate on Yom Kippur by mistake, he forgot and he ate. So if a person knows for sure that he violated an isa koris b'shege, he has to bring a chatas. We call it a chatas kvua. Whether you can afford it or not, you have to bring kizba osira. You have to bring a goat or a sheep. Sometimes you have a chatas ol v'yorei. The value goes up, the value goes down. If you can't afford it, you bring a chatas oif. And if you can't afford a chatas oif, then you bring a minchas chayte. That's called chatas ol v'yorei. The price goes up, but the price goes down. I remember one of my professors in college, when I was a student in Yeshiva College, one of the professors thought that it's called ol v'yorei because it was brought on the 15 steps that go in between the Ezra's Nashim. And the Azar has nothing to do with the 15 steps. Ol v'yorei means the value of the korban chatas goes up or down depending how much you can afford. So if you can afford it, you have to bring a chatas behema. If you can't afford that, you bring a chata soif, which is much less expensive. You can't afford that, then you bring a minchas chayte, which is much less expensive. So that's on specific averis. Only three specific averis: tumas mikdash for kadosha, and shuas bitui, and shuas aedus. On those three particular averis, singled out, and parshas vayikra, chomish vayikra. So that you bring a chata soif. So chata says if you know for sure that you sinned b'shogeg, you violated an isa koris. What if the person is not sure? He thinks that he ate some food. It may have been chaylev. Maybe it's not chaylev. He's not sure whether he's mechal Shabbos. Maybe yeah, maybe no. So if he's mesupik, whether he violated an isa koris, like chaylev adam in malacha and Shabbos, eating on Yom Kippur, the like, so then you have to bring an oshem toloi. So the kasha is obvious. How can the Rambam be of the opinion that sofik deraisa min haTorah is lekula? It's only lechomer midirabbanan. So why do you have to bring an oshem toloi if it's mutar lechatchila to eat the food that's a sofik isa kares? So why do you have to bring a chatas if you did it b'shogeg? It's mutar lechatchila to do it. So we have what's printed in the Rambam. What the Kesef Mishnah found in Ksav Yad is that the Rambam agrees by Chavi Krisis that Sofek Deraisa Lechumer. He only said his opinion that Sofek Deraisa Lechumer is only Midirabbanan by Chavi Lavin. But this is very problematic because that seems to contradict what the Rambam himself wrote. The Rambam says Sofek Deraisa Lechumer is only Midirabbanan by Shabbos, Uba Arayis, and by Macholos Asuris. So Shabbos is Koris. And arayis is koris. That's the definition of arayis. A kohen marries a grusha, Yisrael marries a mamzeres. That's not called gili arayis. You don't say yehorig vayaver on that. You don't say the vlad is a mamzer. It's only called gili arayis by boal achosa, boal bito, boal eshesish. When it's a nisa koris, then it's called gili arayis. Chavi lavin is a nisa bia, but it's not called arayis. How does the Rambam say that by Shabbos and by arayis and by macholas asur? So macholas asur is they're different kinds. So chaza nevelu treifa is only an isa lav. Chelav adam is an isa koris. So when he says sofek deraisa lekula mideraisa by macholas asuris, he can say it goes on chaza and chelav adam. But what is he talking about by Shabbos and by arayis? So by Shabbos you have to say if that's correct that girsa belongs in the Rambam, that the Rambam only says sofek deraisa lekula mideraisa by chavi lavin. Not by Chavi Krisis, you have to say Shabbos, he means Tchumen, or he means Mechamer. It's a doichik pshat, because usually the first thing that comes to mind when you speak about Isuri Shabbos are the Lamates Ovis Malochas. All the Lamates Ovis Malochas have Koris. We don't accept that opinion, that the Havor L'Lav Yotzes. We don't paskin like that, Tana. We paskin Havor L'Chalek Yotzes. All the Lamates Malochas have Koris. So to say that when he says by Shabbos Safek Deraisa Lekulam Deraisa Lechumim Derabban goes on Tchumen, we happen to paskan Tchumen is Lav Deraisa. Rebbe Kiva is of the opinion Tchumen you Alpai Mama is 1 mil. So Tchumen Alpai Mama, Rebbe Kiva is the Tana who holds that is Deraisa, and the Gemara says we don't paskan like Rebbe Kiva. So the Rambam follows the Rif. The Rambam usually Ruba. The Rambam follows the Rif. So the Rambam follows the Rif, who follows the Goinim, who followed the Yerushalmi, the Rif in the end of the first Perek in Erevin, quotes the Yerushalmi that even though Tchumen of Alpai Mama is 1 mil, even though Tchumen is only the Rabbanon, but Tchumen Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. So the Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah in the Minyan on mitzvahs. Counts one loisese not to do malocha on Shabbos, and if you do, you chayv koris, chayv misa. Another loisese not to go chutz l'tchum on Shabbos. That's a question. If he say that Tchumen is an Issa Deraisa on Shabbos, does it apply to Yontif as well? So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. And even if you hold that it only applies to Shabbos, let's say, does it apply to Yom Kippur also? And maybe only to Shabbos. It's a further machlokes, okay, that we spoke about when we learned the beginning of the first pair. So that's a doichik to say when the Rambam says that on Hilchos Shabbos, Safik Deraisa, Lekulam Deraisa, he's talking about the Tchumen, Yud Beis Mil. He's talking about Shvisas Behemto. That's a doichik. And when he's talking about Arayas, he really means a Kohen Begrusha and he saw the Mamzeres. The Pashtus is that it's not so. The Pashtus is that even by Yisuri Koris, also the Rambam thinks that Safek Deraisa, Lekulam Deraisa. So when do you ever have to bring an Oshem Toloi? So that's what the Achrayim meant. So the Pri Chodesh answers and the Pri Megadim talks about this at length. There is a machlokes hatanaim in Maseches Krisis. When the Gemara talks about the Mishnah, it's talking about the institution of Oshim Talui. So there's a machlokes whether Yeshem la Mikra or Yeshem la Masoris. Whenever there's a Kri Ksiv, and there's a contradiction between what the Ksiv is and what the Kri is, so whenever you can establish the din by blending in together the Kri with the Ksiv, like we had Ashela Ubad Ba, Ashela Moshcha Ba'ol, it says Ovad and we pronounce it Ubad, so we say Ubad Dumya De Ovad has to be Nichalei, or the other Pasuk, V'chiyuta Mayim Al Zera, it says Yitein, and the Chumash is missing above. So the Ksiv is Yitain and the Kri is Yutan. So we say Yutan Dumya de Yitain, even if it rains on the bushel of apples. If it's Nichali, if I'm happy at the time, I'm satisfied over the fact that it rained on the apples, they got a little cleaner. So that's Yutan Dumya de Yitain. So then it's Muhuchshel Kabal Tuma. Oichla Maronim Kabal Tuma, if they were rinsed off. If they were never rinsed off with any one of the Zayim Ashkim, then they're not Huchshel Kabal Tuma. They can't be Mekabal Tuma. So that's what Tosis points out. Whenever the Torah Shebal Peh, whenever the Chachamim can establish the din, can formulate the din, blending together the Kri with the Ksiv, that's the best way to do it. Whenever it's an open conflict and there's no way to blend together the Kri and the Ksiv, then it's a big debate in the days of the Tanaim where they say, Yeshem la Mikra, do you follow the Kri? Or Yeshem la Masorah, do you follow the Masoretic text? That's the Ksiv. Masar means the text, the way it's written. Do you follow the Ksiv or do you follow the Kri? Why is it called Yeshem La Mikra? Why not Yeshav La Mikra? How come we call this? It's called the Binyan Av. It's not called the Binyan Aim. But it says, Atzishitim Omdim is a Binyan Av, Mamatzina. Well, we'd call it Mamatzina. The Gemara calls, we assume that's a Binyan Av. What we said, it's a Machlokes, whether it's based on Binyan Av, it's based on Kal V'chaymer. Which one of the 2 meters does it fall under? So the Geonim, they have in the Chuvus HaGeonim, someone asked him this question. How come you call it Binyan Av, you don't call it Binyan Aim? And how come over here it's called Yeshem LaMikro, or Yeshem LaMasa? How come there it's an Av and here it's an Aim? They give some kind of funny explanation. There must be some better explanation. I don't know. Why is this called an Aim and that's called an Av? So the Gemara, when the Parsha, when the Chumash describes the institution of Hashem Talui, so he says, a person is not sure, v'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem, so the word mitzvos is spelled choser. So you could have read it mitzvas, but the spelling is the same, by mitzvas and mitzvos, the spelling is exactly the same. In correct Hebrew, If you're printing a newspaper that doesn't have nekudas, so in Israeli newspapers they'll always spell everything molei because they don't have nekudas. They'll always spell, so if you want to write mitzvos, they'll put in 2 vavs. But in correct Hebrew, the word mitzvos is always spelled with 1 vav, and not spelled with 2 vavs. But that's what the Gemara calls that. The word asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem, ashalosi asena, and the word mitzvos Hashem is pronounced mitzvos. But the ksiv is mitzvahs. So if you hold Yeshem la mikra, the kri is mitzvos, so it means there's more than one. So then you need chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. The only time there'll be chayv and Hashem Tolei is if we know he ate in a restaurant, and after eating a whole steak meal, the waiter comes out, runs out from the kitchen, and he asks, did you eat the eye? Terrible, you ate already the steak. There are 2 steaks. One of them we forgot to remove the chela, one of them we did remove the chela, we're not sure which one we gave you. And there's no way to ascertain. The other one was eaten already an hour ago, a different customer ate it, and he just ate it now. And we don't know which one they forgot to take out the chela, which one they did take out the chela. So if he ate chaticha achas, mishtei chatichas, that's called ikva isura, that's the only time that you'd be chayv in Hashem Tovi. But if you ate some food, and you're just not sure whether it's chaylev or it's not chaylev, maybe that it's not chaylev at all, so then you wouldn't be chayv in Hashem Tovi. So that's what the Achrayim all say. The Rambam's opinion that Sofik Daraisa Lechumra is only with the Rabban happens the Ravid agrees with the Rambam. This strange Rambam, the Ravid happens to, if there's any Rambam that the Ravid should have disagreed with this one. Most of the Rishonim disagree with this Rambam. The Ravid goes along with this Rambam, the Farish. So the Rambam is of the opinion that Safik deraisa lechumra is mederaisa if it's chaticha achas mishtei chatichas, if it's ikva yisura. But if it's not ikva yisura, you have one chaticha, then you're not chai bashim toli, and even Safik deraisa is lekula mederaisa. It's only lechumra mederabon. The present Sephardic chief rabbi published an essay a few years ago. They gave me a copy when we were touring in Russia 2 summers ago. So the chief rabbi of Moscow, I forgot his name, gave me, he's the president of the Vada Rabbanim, of European Vada Rabbanim. So he gave me a copy of the publication, annual publication that they have, Divrei Torah. So they had a Divrei Torah from the Sephardic chief rabbi, Rabbi Avadi Yosef's son. So he goes hook, line, and sinker. He goes for the Pri Chodesh. So the Pri Chodesh says that the Machlokes HaTanoim, where the only Chayev Hashem Tolui, if it's Ikve Yisura, or even Chayev Hashem Tolui, if you hold Yeshem LaMikra, if you hold Yeshem LaMasores, then it's written Mitzvah. So even you don't need Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas. So then you have to say that Sofik Deraisa Luchumra, even if it's not the Ikva Yisur. So the Pichodesh says this Gufa, according to the Rambam, this itself is the Machloikas HaTanoim, whether Yeshem LaMikri, Yeshem LaMasores. So if you hold Yeshem LaMasores, and the way it's written Mitzvahs, so you don't need Shtei Chatichas, so then you're holding that Sofik Deraisa Luchumra Mideraisa. You always Chayav Hashem Tov. And if you hold Yeshem LaMikra, you follow the Kri, and the Kri is mitzvos, plural, and you need Chaticha Achas, Mishtei Chatichas, then that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. Do you say Safik Deraisa L'chumra Mideraisa only when it's Ikva Yisura, or do you say Safik Deraisa L'chumra in all cases? So we paskin that you only Chayav Hashem Tolui if it's Chaticha Achas, Mishtei Chatichas. So he writes, so that's a machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes HaTanaim. And we all pass in halacha that Sofik deraisa l'chumra is only mid-rabbanon. Ze lo nachon. This is the way the Rambam understood the Gemara. The Prichodesh said this is how the Rambam understood. The other Rishonim did not understand like that. The other Rishonim hold that even if it's only chaticha achas, it may not be chai ben Hashem Tolui, but it's still Sofik deraisa l'chumra mid-raisa. That's not correct. He's explaining why his family tradition is that you don't have to be so machmer, because really menatara sofik deraisa is lakula. And it's only lakumer by the rabbanon. So you're just dealing with a din the rabbanon. So you don't have to be so nervous. So that's only according to the Rambam. According to all the other Rishonim, it's not so. That's the very first chapter in the Shev Shmaitzer. I think the Shev Shmaitzer wrote a sefer, they say, when he was only 17 years old. And then the Ksosi wrote when he was older. It's a different type of a sofik. Let's say you have a taruvis, one piece of food is treif, gets mixed, and one treif of salami gets mixed up with two kosher salamis. So look on the label. So we removed the labels and we forgot already which is which. By mistake, we mixed them all together. We forgot which is which. So strictly speaking, that's a din that it's chad betray is bottle. If you have three salamis and two are kosher, one is treif, so the tarubis, it's chad betray is a roif. So it should be bottle. What if it's chad bechad? So there's no roif, so it's not bottle. What if the whole treif is salami is only treif min de rabbanan? Would you say if it's a taruvus of chad betray, so it's bottle? If it's a taruvus of chad bechad, would you say you have a right to eat either one or the other? Because one of them is kosher and one is trape, so sveka de rabban lakul. So the pashta says certainly not. Ikve yisura is a the shach quotes some Rishonim and say that you do. The shach quotes some hagos ashri, the tiny letters in the side of the rosh and chulin. So the Gos Ashri writes Enachinami that even if it's an ikva yisura tarubis of chad bechad, the whole isur is only the rabbanon, so you would go lekula. But the pashtus is that we don't hold like that. How Gos Ashri? Pashtus is ikva yisura is a different chal shem sofik. Let's say Rov Harishayim disagree with the Rambam. Rov Harishayim hold that sofik deraisa luchumra is mederaisa even by chayv elavin. Safik deraisa luchum, even without ikva yisura. But you want a chayva oshim tala if it's ikva yisura. So you see, ikva yisura is a different category of a safik alpidin. So it's a different category. So the pashtus is if you have a taruvus of chad bechad, anisa derabonim, taruvus chad bechad, that's an ikva yisura. Pashtus is that's a different kind of a safik, different chaloshem safik, shelo nitan lahachroa. So the pashtus is that you can't say sveka derabon lakula on that. If you have chad betray, it'll be bottled. But if you have a taruvus chad bechad, that doesn't qualify as a, to say sveka derabonan lakula. How come some say, how come there is such a, an opinion in the Hagos Ashri that Dushach quotes that even a, in an ikva yisur you also go lakula? So that's a fundamental question. What's the nature of the din of sveka derabonan lakula? Sveka derabonan lakula, the Ramban poses this kasha on the Rambam. Let's start from the Gemara. The Gemara in Masechah Shabbos and Perek, the 24 Prokim in Mishnah Shabbos. So the second Perek is by Mamadlik and all about Hadlokas Neris Shabbos. So the Gemara has the whole sugi of Hadlokas Neris Chanukah in that Perek and Perek by Mamadlik, because the Mishnah talks about by Mamadlik and Hadlokas Neris Shabbos. So the Gemara expands what's the din of Hadlokas Neris Chanukah. So the Gemara says, when you madlik Neris Chanukah, you say the bracha, Shekedishanu, you say three brachas the first night. The other night you only say two brachas. So you say the first bracha, Shekedishanu, the mitzvah yisav, v'etzivano, lahadlik Neris Shal Chanukah. So the Gemara said, what do you mean, v'hechan tzivano? Chanukah is not in the Chumash. The Chachamim required of us. How can you say with a straight face, Kedishanu, v'mitzvah yisav, v'etzivano? Kodesh Baruch Hu did not instruct us to light Chanukah candles. So the Gemara answers that the Ribbono Shel Olam told us we should listen to the Chachamim, even when they invent a din derabbanan. So the Gemara gives two makoris for that idea. So the first opinion in the Gemara is based on the pasuk kipal mimcha davar mishpat. We mentioned that pasuk before. Bein dam ledam edin edin negel negel. If you don't know what the din is, diberius b'sherech v'kam to be'alis al hamokim. You ask the bez nagadol in Yerushalayim. Whatever they pass, and you have to follow the sasim el antava shegid locha yamin isma. So the first opinion of the Gemara is that all the dinim derabbanan are binding because of the pasuk in Chumash loy sasur. The second opinion of the Gemara disagrees and says no, it's not based on the pasuk loy sasur. It's based on a different pasuk shalavicha ve'agedcha zikenecha v'yomrulach. So the Rambam pasuk is like the first lashon. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah and the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah says that the binding force of all the dinim derabbanan is this pasuk loisasa. You have to listen to everything the Chachamim say. That was the first opinion. And the Rambam paskens like the second opinion in the Gemara, that the binding force of all the dinim Rabban is the other pasuk, shalavicha v'yagedcha. So the Ramban gets so upset on the Rambam, along arichas, and the Sefer HaMitzvah. What is he all upset? The Rambam is paskens like the first loshon in the Gemara. There was such an opinion. So Ramban says, there was never such an opinion. The first opinion that the binding force of the mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, is based on the pasuk Lo Yisasur, only attended it as an asmachta. He didn't really mean that that's really kipshuta, that's included in the Chumash. No, how can it be included? The pasuk says, Ki yibolim imcha dava la mishpat. If you won't know what the din is, if you don't know whether this malacha is mutar arasa, but if you don't know whether you have to observe Chanukah, the answer is no, you don't have to observe Chanukah. There is no such din. On the level of derais, it doesn't exist. So you can't say, ki yipal mincha davar l'mishpat. If you'll have a suffix, you won't know what the din is, and it'll be causing friction. You can have friction regarding dinim of Chanukah also, but you can't say, ki yipal mincha davar l'mishpat. You won't know what the din is. The din is a Chanukah doesn't exist. The whole Chanukah is only an invention with the Rabbanan. So how can you say that it's included on the level of the Rashi, it's included in the Pshat and the Post? That's what the Ramban says. He said the first opinion in the Gemara and Bamem Adlikan that the binding force of all the mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, is the Pasuk. He only meant it as an asmachta, as it says, Beferish in the Sugya and Brochus and Avchof. There's a whole Sugya that talks about Kavod Abrius. To what extent does Kavod Abrius play a role? Let's say if a person will observe the dinim, a kohen is sleeping in his bed, he doesn't have any clothes on. And then all of a sudden someone screams out, someone died in the building. And the whole, there's tumas meis in the whole building. So the kohen has to run out. So does he have to run out? He's not dressed. Has to run out the way he is, all naked? Or do you allow him to stay 2 minutes in the bedroom till he puts on a bathrobe, till he puts some clothes on so he won't have to run out, he won't have to be dead embarrassed? So the Gemara says, Kaber Rabbi says, not decha any dinim derais. Aye, but there's a memory, Godel Kaber Rabbi she decha loisese sheba teira, it's decha loisese. Gemara says, no, that's, it's decha de rabbanans, and all the rabbanans, asmechin rabbanan akroda loisasa. It's not a real loisese, it's an asmachte. That's what the Gemara says. All the dinim de rabbanan, we have an asmachte in the pasuk of loisasa. That's what the Ramban says. The first opinion in Perek Bamem Adlikin, that the binding force of all the dinim de rabbanan is the pasuk loisasa, was never intended as a real drashik mura de raisa. It was only intended as an asmachte. So the only true mocker is the second pasuk. What's the difference, Allah? Is there any difference, Allah, between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether it's Pasuk A or Pasuk B? What's the difference? You're obligated to observe the dinim de Rabbanan, and the obligation is only mid Rabbanan. What's the difference? The Rambam, so the Ramban asks on the Rambam, if it's really true that that Pasuk is the binding force of all the dinim de Rabbanan, loisasur, so then you should say, Sveika de Rabbanan should be lechumra. Because all dinim de Rabbanan, he just made them into a din de Raisa. Why isn't it the same kasha on the Ramban? If the binding force of the dinim de Rabbanan is the second pasuk, why isn't it also the same kasha? If you have a pasuk that tells you the mitzvahs of the Rabbanan are binding, so Rabbi Chana Basman has an essay that's called Kuntres Dibrei Sofrim. He explains in his essay, I think they say he wrote that essay when he was visiting in America, came to America for a while to raise money for the yeshiva. It's a very beautiful essay. But the interface between Dinim de Rabbanan and Dinim de Raisa, the interface between Torah Shemichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, how do they relate to each other? Very important essay. And they printed Ha'oris that the Chazon Ish wrote on the essay and others. The Stipler has Ha'oris also. Many Gedolim have Ha'oris on Rabbi Chanan's essay. So Rabbi Chanan explains, what do you mean, Shalavicha v'yagetcha zikenecha v'yamalach? That's not one of the 613 mitzvahs. That's not a tzivui. That's Moshe Rabbeinu and Shiras Hazinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, we should learn from history. We should learn from Jewish history. We should learn from world history. Shalavicha v'yagetcha zikenecha v'yamalach. Ask your grandparents. They went through the last pandemic 100 years ago. Ask them what did they, if your grandparents are still alive. Ask them how did they survive? What did they do? Ask them different. Learn from history, etc. But that's not one of the mitzvahs of Torah. So how do we say that that pasuk implies the binding force of all of the dinim de Rabbanan? So Rabbi Chanan explains, no. There's a mitzvah of Avos Hashem. How does one demonstrate? How does one fulfill Avos Hashem? So we usually assume, like the Chobis Halvavis, that the mitzvahs are divided into two categories. But some of them are Chobis Halvavis, and some of them are Chobis Oivarim. You have to shake a lulav with your hands. You have to sit in the sukkah. You have to eat matzah. You have to listen. You have to blow shofar. You have to do mitzvahs maisiyos. That's Chobis Oivarim. And then Chobis Halvavis, you have to have Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So we usually assume that Avos Hashem, you have to say Hashem, Lekach B'chol Lavavcha, is a Chavis Halavavis. That's what the Chavis Halavavis says. But the Chazal understood that that's only here for this story. Avos Hashem is not only a Chavis Halavavis to be a good Jew at heart, to love, to develop a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Chavis Ha'ivarim as well. You're supposed to do actions that demonstrate that you love Hashem. So what can you do to demonstrate that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Mesillas Yesharim writes about this a little bit. So he says, how does a person demonstrate that he loves his parents? He doesn't wait till his mother tells him 20 times, please take out the garbage, or please go to the corner and buy some oranges, or buy some, we need some milk, or we need some Cheerios or something. He knows what it would make his parents happy, so he surprises them and he does it on his own. How does a couple who are married, how do they demonstrate that they love each other? When they surprise each other, when it's the wife's birthday or the wedding anniversary, whatever. So the husband takes his wife out to dinner, to a restaurant, or he buys flowers, or he buys her a piece of jewelry or something. He's a, he does something to surprise his spouse. He doesn't say, what would you like me to do? He surprises his spouse and he does something that he knows would make her happy, would please her. So how do we demonstrate that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We have to have a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Ramban HaChumash draws a distinction between we have to lire yachol kamoich and we have to es Hashem alakech. We have to lire yachol is only a chayvus ha'ivarim. You have to do for others what you want others to do for you. You're not allowed to do to others what you would not want others to do to you, and you're obligated to do for others what you would want them to do for you if you would be in need. You have to take other people's needs and take care of them as if they were your needs. But there's no obligation to have chovis alvavus. I have to have a love. I have to love my next door neighbor's wife like I love my own wife. I'm not supposed to love my next door neighbor's wife. I have to do actions to demonstrate, to act as if I love them. You can't always love l'riachah kamaycha. Sometimes the guy doesn't brush his teeth and he dresses sloppily and he's not clean. His clothing is dirty. I don't like him and he's not such a nice person. After l'riachah means it's a chavis or ivarim. You have to do actions. You have to do things for other people. What you would want others to do for you, you have to do for other people. After es Hashem alakecha means you should have a feeling of love in your heart for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to es Hashem Lekech means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the recipient of the love. So it's in addition to being a chavis ha'ivarim, it's also a chavis halvavis. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have a love in your heart for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it also means do actions to demonstrate that you love Hashem. So how do you demonstrate that you love Hashem? You have to figure out what would please HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiva yachol. What can you do to please him? And you should volunteer it on your own. In addition to the 630 mitzvahs that we're obligated to do, if a person can figure out, so how can a person figure out what would kiva yachol please HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that's what the Gemara quoted the pasuk, Shalavicha v'yageitcha z'kenecha v'yomroloch. Ask the elders, after Tamid HaChachamim, who have an understanding of Torah, they know not only the letter of the law, they understand the spirit of the law. Some people are learned. They know the letter of the law. That's as far as it goes. They're not so learned to understand the spirit of the law. To understand the spirit of the law, you have to know a lot of dinim and to put everything into proper perspective. But once you do ask your elders, and they will tell you not only what the letter of the law is, what the spirit of the law is, so then if that's what Hashem desires, so then you should do what is Ratzon Hashem, even if he didn't ask you to do that. So that's what all the Dinam Derabbanan are all about. We want to volunteer on our own. The Chachamim recommended we should do it. They said, this is the way to demonstrate Avos Hashem, to volunteer on your own things of what Kevah Yochel, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's what it's really based on, all the obligation to observe the Dinam Derabbanan is based on the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. And the pasuk we have, and the pasuk shalavicha v'yageitcha means, how will you ever figure out what would please HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like some people feel that the way to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you follow the spirit of the law. The letter of the law is that you only do a bris milah on a baby boy. And the spirit of the law is you do some, you mutilate the aver of an akeva as well to follow the spirit of the law. So that's ridiculous. The Rabbanim would never say that. There are stupid people who think like that. They're of the Avodah Zarah who have such a practice. But that's not the letter of the law. It's not the spirit of the law. Or other people feel, what's the spirit of the law? You have to light 6 candles for the 6 million who were killed in Europe on Yom HaShoah. But who says that that's the spirit of the law? Who says? The spirit of which law? The spirit of which law? Then so we should remember the tzaddikim who were killed. Okay. But the light 6 candles, who says? So that's what the Chazal said, Shalavicha v'yageitcha, ask the elders who understand the Torah so well, they can even tell you what the spirit of the law is, and you know how to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Ramban, you can't ask Akasha. All the Din of the Rabbanon are biblically, you're biblically obligated to observe. All the din of Rabbanan is a pasuk, either pasuk A or pasuk B. So how do you ever say sveka de Rabbanan lakula? Every din de Rabbanan is a din de rice. The kasha, the Ramban only has the kasha according to the Rambam, that it's really included in the pasuk of l'sasim akal davar yagid lochayam in ismo. It's really a biblical obligation. But if you hold that it's based on Shalavicha Yegeitcha, that is not a tzivui. Shalavicha is not one of the Taryag mitzvahs. The mitzvah is to demonstrate Avas Hashem. So you can demonstrate Avas Hashem in other ways. It doesn't have to be by volunteering Mikra Megillah and volunteering Hadlakas and Rizchak and Atilus Adam Son. There are other ways to demonstrate Avas Hashem. So we know that a din de Rabbanan is only the Rabbanan. It's not the Raisa. So the Ramban is not bothered with that Kasha on his own Shita. It's only bothered with the Kasha according to the Rambam, that you really hold that it's included in this din of L'sasa Mekala Agava She'agid L'cha Yom in a small. The Pasuk doesn't only go on the situation with the Bez Nagodla, the Rabbanim are paskening based on the dinim deraisa. They're telling you what it says in the Chumash. Even if they invent a din, the Rabban is also a din of loisasur. So all the dinim deraban should have the chaim hadin like a din deraisa. That was the Ramban's kash. What's the difference halacha lemaisa between the Ramban and the Rambam? It's a matter of life and death, a major difference. The Ramban points it out. The din is that a zakamamrei is chayv misa if he paskens against the Bez Nagorim. But ein oinshim l'kei masirin. You only give a death penalty. You only give oinish a malkas a misa, oinish a guf. You only give an oinish a guf if the person violated a lav. So what lav has the Zaka Mamre violated? So the Gemara says he violated that lav. He violated that lav. So according to the Ramban, let's say the Bez Nagorim paskens that chametz an hour before chatzos is asa b'hano. That's a din b'derabbanan in the Mishnah. 2 hours before chatzos is asa b'achila. 1 hour before chatzos on erev Pesach is asa b'hano. And if a man is mekadosh an isha, says einam b'kodesh, is based on this din b'derabbanan. And Zaka Mamre doesn't like it. He says he goes public and he says I don't accept this din that the rabbis invented. To me, it doesn't make any sense. Everybody knows what time it is. And no one's going to make a mistake in an hour. So would he be chayv mitam zakamamre if he paskens against the Bez Nagodol? So the Rambam writes explicitly in Hilchas Mamrim that example, that he would be chayv because the dinim derabbanan are included in the pasuk v'losaser. And the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvot argues with the Rambam, says he's wrong. He says losaser doesn't apply to dinim derabbanan. That was only intended as an asmachta. And the Zaka Mamre is only chayv misa if he violates le'sasar. You don't give an einish misa or malchus for that matter, unless the person violated a lav. And the Zaka Mamre has to violate the lav of le'sasar, and he's not violating lav. So it's a nafkamina, it's a matter of life and death. Machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban, which loshen and the Gemara to paskan like, whether you paskan the dinam the rabbana hechan tzivano. Why do we say Kedushan of Mitzvah Sivitzivano on Mikra Megillah and Adlokas Neres Chanukah, Heichan Tzivano? So the Rambam Paskin like the first opinion that is based on Lo Sosa, and the Ramban Paskin is based on the second opinion. He says there never was a first opinion. So the first opinion that is based on Lo Sosa was only intended as an Asmachta. They didn't really mean that.
Rabbi?
Yes.
But according to the Sheish Meis's understanding of the Rambam, you wouldn't have the problem of it being of the suffix, no?
I mean, the Rambam l'shitasa, maybe it's not difficult. Maybe yeah. It's not kasha. The Rambam holds that the whole din of sveka deraisa luchum is only made the rabbanon. So, So they only introduce it by din deraisa. Yeah, that's a good answer. Yeah. They don't need a shesh maitzah for that. The Rambam says that. The Rambam says that Sofik deraisa luchumah is only a chumah midirabbanan, and they never introduced the chumah midirabbanan by a din derabbanan. So that's a question. When you say Sofik derabbanan lekula, means you're machriya lekula, or you don't have to be machriya. The Ramban asked this kasha on the Rambam. If the Rambam holds all dinim derabbanan that are included in loisasur, so why don't you say Sofik derabbanan lechumah? Unless you'll say. The Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, unless you say an answer, but I don't like that answer. Unless you say the following answer, that when the Chachamim made their takanas and their gzeiris, they put in a clause from the very outset that they're only obligating us to observe the dinim that they're inventing, the mitzvah sesei mit the Rabban, the mitzvah sloi sesei, if it's a vadai. But whenever there's a sofeg, meikara lo tiknu, b'makam sofeg. So Ramban doesn't think that that's correct. So on the side of the Sefer Mitzvah, they have a Megillah Esther. That's a commentary to defend the Rambam from all of the tainus of the Ramban. So the Megillah Esther says that's apparently what the Rambam's opinion is. That Safik, the Rabbanon, the Kula, because Meikorim, when they introduce the Din of Rabbanon, they put a clause in that it's only if it's a Vada. If it's a Safik, you don't have to be Machmer. So that's really a question. Is that the Pshat? Or is the Pshat, let's say we said there's a Machloikas, the Shach and Yeridea, I think it's Simen Kuf Tes, Shach and Yeridea quotes this Agos Oshri on Chulin in one location, that one of the Rishonim holds that even by Ikva Yisura, Chaticha, there's a Tarumus of Chad Bechad and Isa de Rabbanon, that's what we call an Ikva Yisura. You have a right to eat one of them based on the principle of Safik de Rabbanon Lekula. So that's a question. Ikvi Yisura is a different, it's a different Chalashem Sufik. It's a different category of a Sufik on the level of the Raisa. Even according to the Rishonim, we hold Sufik, the Raisa, Lechumra, Mederaisa, but still you're not Chayv and Hashem Talui on any other Sufik, only on an Ikvi Yisura. And according to the Rambam, you say Sufik, the Raisa, is Lekula Mederaisa. It's only Lechumra, Mederaisa if it's an Ikvi Yisura. So it would appear that Ikva Yisur is a different Chaloshem Sofik. L'chor, it's a Sofik Shalanitan, according to the Ram, it's a Sofik Shalanitan LaHachro, Sofik that doesn't lend itself to a Hachro. So when we say Sveika Derabana L'kula, means we have a right to be Machriya L'kula, or means Meikara L'Tiknu, Melechatchila, when the Chachamim introduced the Dinim Derabanan, they introduced it if it'll be a Vada. If it's a Sofik, you don't have to observe. But not that you have a right to be Machriya L'kula. So that's a big shaila. That seems to be a fundamental machlokes to Shach and the Pri Chodesh. The Shach writes that you only say Safik Derabanan Lekula if there's no Cheskas Iser. But if you have something that's Becheskas Iser, then you have no right to say Safik Derabanan Lekula. And it's usually thought to say, usually assumed, that's the... I think it is. Most poskim, I think, hold like the Shach. And the Pri Chodesh disagrees with the Shach. He says, no, Sveika de Rabbanan Lekula even applies if it's Keneged Cheskas Iser. So what's the Machloikas? Pashta said, that's the Machloikas. The Shach holds that Sveika de Rabbanan Lekula means you have a right to be Machriya de Safik Lekula, but you can't be Machriya Keneged Cheskas Iser. And the Pri Chodesh holds, no, the Mokum Safik Le Gozru Chachamim. So even though there's a cheskas iser, so what? But there is a suffix. So the makom suffix le gozrim. So that's a machlokes the shach and the pri chodesh. Then it's a machlokes later poskim whether we should assume. I think the placeik reisei placeib. Rabbi Yonasan and Ebeshitz, he holds like the pri chodesh that you even say sveika de rabban lekula kenegel cheskas iser. My impression is that most poskim hold like the shach. That you don't say, when we learned here a day, Rav Soloveitchik certainly assumed like the Shach, that you don't apply Sveika Derabanan Lekula Kenegel Cheskas Iser because it doesn't mean that, but doesn't the definition of that din, Sveika Derabanan Lekula, does mean that B'makom Sofik Lagoz. It means whenever this is Sofik, you have a right to be Machriya Lahokel. You have a right to be Machriya Lahokel. But it's not that B'makom Sofik Lagoz. So that's the Shaila over here also. Let's say you'll have Ikva Yisura. Ikva Yisura, Chatich Achas Mishtei Chatich Tarubis of Chad Bechad. So, and the Yisur is only an Yisur de Rabbanon. So it's a Machloikis, the Hagos Ashri quotes an opinion of Hakel, and we don't hold like that. What's the Shaila? That's Api Pashtis, the Shaila. An Ikva Yisura is a Chaloshem Sufik. It's a different type of a Sufik, which is Loinitan Lahachro. You can't be Machriya on that Sufik. So if Sveika de Rabban Lekula means the Chachamim said you have a right to be Machriya Lohakel, but not if it's a Nikva Yisura, that's on the level of the Raisa, that's a different Chaloshem Sofik. But if you hold Meikora Legozru, B'makom Sofik Melechatchila Legozru Rabbanan, so even if it be a Nikva Yisura, Dago Sashri is entitled to his opinion to say that still, Legozru Legozru, so it should be Mutta. Yeah, this is a big shaila. Do you have such a thing, a suffix which is loinita nahachro? So the Gemara has a machloikis in Ksubis. If you have tray or tray, two Edim say one way, and two Edim say Meiz Baila, and two Edim say Lo Meiz Baila. Two Edim say Meiz Baila, two Edim say Lo Meiz Baila. That's a bad case. It's also a case. Let's say you have a tray, whether a piece of meat is kosher or not. Two Edim say it's Nevela, two Edim say it's kosher. We shechted it, we know it's kosher. And two Edim say it's a Nevela, a treifa. And let's say so someone will eat the meat. Will they, if it's tray, it's a suffix. Two Edim say one way, two Edim say the other way. Even if you have tray kemeya, even if you have 100 Edim contradicted by two Edim, it's like tray, because tray kemeya. So would the person get malchus? Because behema b'chaya b'cheskes yisrael medes, the chazaka is machriya the suffix. Or do you say no? Whether there's a chazaka lahokel or chazaka lahakma. Here it has, if it's a suffix and shchita, then it's behema b'chaya b'cheskes yisrael medes. Sometimes it'll be, let's say, you have a piece of meat and two Edim say they cooked it in milk, two Edim say they did not cook it in milk, but before it was cooked the milk, for sure it was kosher. So the piece of meat is b'cheskes heter. So if you have tray and the piece of meat is b'cheskes heter, you have a right to say tray, you go to kula. The Gemara says no, tray, you don't go to kula based on cheskes heter, but that's the machloikis in the sugya, is that a din deraisa, din derabbanan. Tray is fake deraisa, because tray is a suffix, it's a chaloshem suffix, different type of a suffix, shalanitan hachro, doesn't lend itself to hachro. So you can't be machriya based on a chazaka, not lahakal, not lahachmer. That's if you hold tray sveka deraisa. And the other opinion is no, tray is only sveka derabbanan. Menatoira, it's a suffix like any other suffix. It's a suffix shanitan lahachro. But it's a chumer mederabbanan not to be machriya, tray based on a chazaka lahakal. That's if you hold tray sveka derabbanan. The old tray sveka deraisa means that minatora chazaka doesn't work. Not lahakal, not lahachmer. And the Gemara says if you hold tray sveka deraisa, minatora chazaka doesn't work. The Gemara says, what dinami? Not only chazaka, cheskazeta, cheskasita, even muchzok doesn't work. Let's say there'll be tray didi mominus, and I'm muchzok on the mammon. So usually a sophic mammon, a lakula, and the muchzok wins. So what if I'm muchzak amamen, and then there's tray, two Edim say, I owe you the money, two Edim say, I don't owe you the money. So then if your tray is a sveka deraisa, then the muchzak won't pass kenois the suffix, the Gemara says. Because tray sveka deraisa means it's a suffix shalo nitan lahachro. So that's what, that's pretty similar to this din of ikva yisur. Ikva yisur is a different kind of a suffix shalo nitan lahachro. And then you have the shaila whether sveka the rabbana lekula means the chachamim allowed you to be machriya the sofik lahokel. Then if you have a sofik shalanita lachra, it can't be machriya. But if you say sveka the rabbana lekula, just means that the makom sofik lagoz verabbanan, where the rabban suggested to defend the rambam, even if you hold that all the din of the rabbanan are binding on the level of the raisa based on loy sasur, but the meikor loy hechmir by rabbanan lagoz verabbanan, then you could be mekel even in a case when it's ikva yisur. Yeah, so here the Gemara is going to talk about bedikas chametz. Bedikas chametz, the Gemara said earlier, is emnu rabbanan b'derabbanan. Bedikas chametz is only b'derabbanan because b'nat Torah b'bitol b'al masage. If he's mavat lo chametz, good enough. The whole bedikas chametz only b'derabbanan. So the Gemara says if you have a case of kol kavua, what happened? I have tisha tziburim shal matzah ve'echad shal chametz. And I'm watching, I'm standing far away. If I go closer, I'll be able to identify which are the 9 tziburim shal matzah and which is the 1 shal chametz. If the miut is not nikah b'mkom, then it doesn't have the din. That's what Taisa says. It doesn't have the din of kol kavua. Taisa says to Kasha, how do you ever say chad betray bottle? You should say kol kavua kamachza machza dami. If one tray for salami got mixed in with 2 kosher salamis, how do you say chad betray bottle? The tray for salami is kavua, kol kavua kamachza machza, so there's no roif. So Taisa answers, that's not kol kavua. It's only kol kavua if the yisur is nikah b'mkoma. It's nikah b'mkoma, but I'm standing at the end of the block. I can't see. I saw from a distance the mouse took from one of the piles, and I'm not sure if I would have been closer, I'd be able to see whether the mouse took a piece of chametz, mouse took a piece of matzah, but I'm so far away. So that's called kavua. The miut is kavua b'mkam, and it's not moving. It has to be standing still, kavua. It's not moving, and it's nika b'mkama. But if it's not nika b'mkama, then it's not called kavua. So nachama. So Gemara says, if I was watching, that's a question that we mentioned yesterday. Shach and Yeridea quote two opinions in Tosfos. If pirish lefaneinu, if we're watching, we see the way the mouse took one of the from one of the 10 piles, the tisha shamatza necha shalchametz pirish lefaneinu. But I didn't do the preaching myself. Not that I went shopping in this store and I don't remember what I bought kosher at Treif. I was watching the way someone else bought from the store. So is that kavua derais? Is that kavua derabban? So Kol Panim Gemara says, if pirish lefaneinu, if we were watching and we see the mouse take from one of the piles, you say kol kavua, either it's a kavua derais or kavua derabbanon, and you say kol kavua kamachza amachza adam. He said, what's the answer? I was bodek chometz, and I saw that a mouse took from one of the 10 piles, and it's a kol kavua, so it's if it's 50-50. And then the mouse ran into the house that already had the bedikas chametz. So the house is becheskas baduk. So what's the din now? So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid in Perek Beis and Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. So the Rambam says kol kavua kamachza machza dam yigal lechumra, and the Ravid says, what do you mean kol kavua yigal lechumra? If it's a din derais, it's feka derais lechumra. But the whole need for bedikas chametz is only the rabbanan. The need for bitl chametz, mederaisa bitl bial masage, minatari, you need bitl, mederabanan, you need bedika. So regarding bedika, the Ravid says he can say sveka derabanan lakula. Regarding bedika, you can say sveka derabanan lakula. Regarding bitl, that's a sveka deraisa, so then you should say sveka deraisa luchumra. That's what the Ravid writes. Regarding Bidika, you have a right to say, 1 minute. The Rambam holds that you say kol kavua and you machmir even on the Bidika, even though it's only the Rabbanan. Why? What happened to the rule of sveka the Rabbanan lakula? So it could well be the Pashtus says the Rambam holds that kol kavua, maybe holds that kol kavua ke machza machza domi has the status like ikva yisura. That's what we saw. The Markevus HaMishnah suggests that pshat to defend the Rambam from the Ravid's kasha. Maybe the Rambam holds number one, sveka the Rabbanu l'kula means not like the Ramban said to defend him. Not that b'mokum sofek l'gozi b'Rabbanu. No, sveka the Rabbanu l'kula means yemachria the sofek l'kula. And if it's a sofek like an ikva yisura, it's lo nitan l'hachra. It's a different chadashem sofik, and a kol kavua kamachza machza dami has the status like an ikva yisura. So it's a sofik shalai nitan lahachra. So therefore, you have no right even to say sveka derabon lakul. But the Ravid says that you do say. The Ravid says that you only have to do the bitl, because menatari just need bitl. The bedika is only with the rabbanon. Taisus understood the Gemara like the Rambam. The Gemara says, if you have tisha tziburim shal matzah ve'echad shal chametz, where is it again? I'm testing the days. You have tisha tziburim shal matzah ve'echad shal chametz v'asa achbar v'shoka lefaneinu. We sing from a distance. So it sounds from the Gemara, like the Rambam read the Gemara, that just like there you say kol kavu you go l'chumra. So you're not allowed to eat the basar. So to you go the chumra over here, you have to do the bedikas chametz all over again. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. Why not say like the Ravid? Bedikas chametz is only the rabbanon. So say sveka the rabbanon lakula. They don't say that kol kavua has a status like an ikva yisur. Maybe they don't agree. That's Makevis HaMishnah interprets the Rambam like that. Whatever is kol kavua, kemachza machza dam, he has a status like an ikva yisura. An ikva yisura is a suffix shalainit and lahachra. It's a different chalashem sofik, and to say sveka derabban lakul is a hachra lakul. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. They read the Gemara like the Rambam. The Gemara meant to say you go luchumra by the bedika, not just by the bitl, by the bedika. So Tosfos comes up with a whopper of a chiddush. Here, the Tosfos de Mamaschal, Haina Teisha Chanuyas. And the Tosfos has an Ram and Aleph also. They come up with a chiddush. Bedikas chometz is mederabbanan after you ready were mevatl. Because, man, you weren't mevatel chametz yet, then the need for bedikas chametz is menatora. Where do you come off to say like that? There's a machlokes in the Rishonim. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's called in the Hilchos Erev Pesach. Where did these Rishonim get this idea from? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, Pasha Pshat, maybe like this, just like there's a din of Bir Chometz, Ach Bayam Rishon Tashbisa, there's a din of Bir Avod Zarah. And the Bir Avod Zarah, it says, how does the Loshon HaPasuk say? When you come to Eretz Yisrael, there's a din of Bir Avod Zarah, even a Chutz Laretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's more, the same mitzvah applies, but it's more obligatory. In Chutz Laretz, if I buy a house and the previous owner left the Dovah Shel Avod Zarah there, and he wasn't mevatel it, if the goy was mevatel it, so it's a mutter, it's no longer an Avod Zarah. So there's no mitzvah to be mevayrit, no mitzvah to destroy. But the previous owner said, this is my getchke. If you want, you can worship it. And if you don't want, you can do whatever you want. So he was never mevatelit. So then, if I have a dovish al Avod Zarah in my rishus, I have a mitzvah to burn it. But do I have an obligation to go to all the churches and destroy all Avod Zarah? It's not my, and chutzlah is not my obligation. And Eretz Yisrael, it is my obligation. The Gemara said, abei te abdun. We assume like the Torah Kedusha and Bnei Adam. So whenever you have a kefal lashon, so you make a drasha. Hanitanim dasim titein pasach tiftach. You make a drasha. So here the Gemara says abed v'achakach te'abdun. When the Jews enter Eretz Yisrael, they should destroy the Avodah Zarah that will be in obvious locations, whatever is bolate, and then have to wage a melchama, and the melchama is going to take a long time. It took Sheva Shekavshu, and then after the Sheva Shekavshu, then abed v'achakach te'abdun. Then you have to be search out. You have to be boidik. You have to look all over in Eretz Yisrael. If you have full control of Eretz Yisrael, you have to search out where else may there be Avodah Zarah. Because first you have to destroy all Avodah Zarah that's staring you in the face. That's obvious. And after you finish the Mohammed, then you have to search for the Avodah Zarah. So that's a question. Is that a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael? Or is that's part of the mitzvah? That's the way it seems to read in Parshas Re'eh. There's a mitzvah, Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael should be a clean country, shouldn't have an Avodah Zarah, shouldn't have any garbage thrown all over the streets, should have beautiful Lori Miklod, should have everything set up. Everything should be, should have hospitals, it should have schools, education, should have everything that a normal country has. Should have a fire department, a police department, an army, and everything. So is that, you have to search out where is the Avodah Zarah in order to destroy it. That's a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Or that's the mitzvah of Bir Avodah Zarah. But Bir Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael is Mohammed and Chutz Laretz. So part of the mitzvah of Bir Avodah Zarah is to be Boidik, to search out where it could be. So if you say it like that, that searching for the Avodah Zarah is part, in Eretz Yisrael, is part of the mitzvah of Bir Avodah Zarah, then it can be part of the mitzvah of Bir Chometz as well. Ach Be'amarish and Tashbisu, not enough. And the Chometz Yodua, that I should destroy it. I should search. I'm not mechuyev to look in someone else's house. I have an obligation to search in my own house to see if there's any Chometz, Chometz Sheini Yodua. So that's a Chiddush. Taisus here is of the opinion on Tesam and Besim, Tesam and Avon. Taisus has that Chiddush that Bedikas Chometz is the rice of Kol Zman Shel Abita. That is a Chiddush. This idea that the Ravid says, and when the Gemara says, Kol Kavul Kamachza Machza Domi, said, therefore, by Tisha Chanuyas, Achas Macheres Besana Vele, Kol Kavul Kamachza Machza Domi, that's Sveka Deraisa Luchumre. And by here, by the Chomets, we would say, Sveka Deraisa Luchumre, you have to be Mevatl, but on the Bedika, you could be Mekel, because Bedika is only the Rabbanon, so Kol Kavul Kamachza Machza is a Sufik Rabbanon Lekula. That's what the Ravid writes. So the Ravid on the bottom of the Baal Hamor, the Ravid has Hasogas on the Rif, and he has Hasogas on the Baal Hamor. The Hasogas on the Baal Hamor are called Kosov Shom. Every paragraph begins, they learned B'chavrusa for a period of time in Lunel, when they both learned by the Ravid, the one who authored the Sefer Eshkol. Rabbi Avram ben Yitzchak, he was Av Bezin of Narbona. So the So there was a period of time that they learned Pachabrusa. Each one wrote Hasagas on the other one, Sefer. The rabbi wrote the Sefer Balei HaNefesh and the laws of Taras HaMishpacha. You have Hasagas from the Balamor on it. And here the Balamor wrote all the Hasagas on the Rif, and you have the Hasagas of the Ravid on the Hasagas of the Balamor. Then the Ravid has also Hasagas on the Rif that starts, I think, from the fourth parak in Ksubis that you don't have here. So here there's a Hasagas HaRavid in the beginning of the Mesichta on the Balamor, where he writes that sometimes when you have a suffix in B'dikas Chametz, you go to Chumrah, and sometimes you go to Kula. When do you go to Chumrah? When do you go to Kula? So he says, he really should go to Chumrah on a suffix in B'dikas Chametz, because a Makam Shemachnis and B'chametz means a location where there's a possibility that maybe he brought in Chametz. Maybe they brought in Chametz. There's some places, Eimachnis B'chametz. You don't even have to be Bodek. Mokash Machnis Mohammeds. Maybe the whole takona of Bedikas Chametz was Allah Safik. Maybe they brought it some Chametz, and maybe the Chametz is still there. So since the Ravid argues, since the Ravid on the bottom of the Balamor argues, since the whole takona of Bedikas Chametz was instituted Allah Safik, so whenever you have a Safik in Bedikas Chametz, you have to go to Chumrah, because that's why they were misaking it. Whenever there's a Safik possibility of Chametz, then you have to be Bodek, unless the room has a cheskas baruch. If the room has a cheskas baruch, so then you can be mekel, you go basa chazok. But if the room doesn't have a cheskas baruch, adav pasha, or even if the room had a cheskas baruch, but there's a possibility that the mouse ran in with the chametz, we know the mouse ran in. We don't know whether the mouse ran in with chametz or matzah. Oh, there were two mice. So one, each mouse ran into a different house. So since there's a possibility that the mouse ran in, a mouse did run in, since the possibility the mouse ran in, but chametz no longer has the cheskas baruch. So then, since bedikas chametz was instituted ala sofek, then you have to be bodek misofek. You have to be bodek misofek. Usually when you have a sofek mitzvah, you don't say a bracha. But here, the bedikas chametz, the whole takana was ala sofek. You can't say, you don't say a bracha on bedikas chametz, you may not find any chametz. That's why the minhag developed that people put 10 pieces of chametz. They know for sure that they'll find chametz. It shouldn't be a bracha levat Torah. But we're not really worried. Meikar adin, the takanas chachamim abdikas chametz was instituted ala safik, even if you don't find any chametz. You vaday did a mitzvah bedika, because whenever there's a safik, maybe there's chametz. So then you mechayev to be bedik. But if the room, if the house has a becheskas baduk, and a mouse ran with chametz somewhere, we're not sure if the mouse ran through the house or didn't go through the house, then the house is still Becheskas Baruch. The house is no longer, if a mouse ran into the house, maybe the mouse took chametz with it, so then it loses its Becheskas Baruch. But if you're not sure, Safek Ol, Safek Loyal, they're not sure if the mouse when even entered into the house, so then the Rive distinguishes in his comments on the bottom of the Rif, he distinguishes. He says, it's not a contradiction between the two things that the Rive says. The Ravid on the Rambam here in Perek Beis and Hilchos Chametz and Matzah says when you have kol kavua, he says over here, we don't know if the mouse took the chametz or not. So we assume that the house is still becheskas bottom. So that's why you're not mechuyev to be bodek again. But if you know for sure that a mouse did take chametz, and it ran through the house, then it's no longer the Becheskas Baruch. He says it depends whether it still has the Becheskas Baruch or not. Okay. It gives you a difference. It gives you a difference. Yeah, what is the din of Taliyah? Shtei Kupas, what's the din? The din of the Gemara says, the din of Taliyah is only by Truma Bizmanazez the Rabbanon. Rashi says, Truma Bizmanazez only the Rabbanon. Truma is a din deraisa. So what does the Gemara say, Truma is the Rabbanon? So Rashi explains, if it's Truma B'zmanazed, then it's only the Rabbanon. So if you only have an Issa, the Rabbanon, and I have two pots of soup, and someone poured, both pots of soup are kosher. One is potato soup and one is chicken soup. And someone poured some of the treifas, the Rabbanon, into one of the two soups. You don't know which one. So I don't enjoy chicken soup. I only enjoy potato soup. So let me say, Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula. It's a suffix if the Issa de Rabbanon was thrown into this pot or that pot, so can you say Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula? So the din is in your day that you can't. You can't say Sveika Rabban Lakula. The only time you say Sveika Rabban Lakula is if there are two pots. One is anyway treif. One is kosher, one is treif. So it's not a suffix on both pots. It's only a suffix on the kosher pot. So the suffix on the kosher pots, you have a right to say Sveika Rabban Lakula. Did the kosher pot become treif or not? But if you have a suffix on both pots, it's like chaticha achas mishte chatichas. So then you have to ask of both. Yeah. Why do you have to ask of both? So there are two ways to explain it. One way is that you say sveika de rabbanon lekula only when there's no tata de sasri. But if you have two pots, so if you'll be mekal on this pot, you have to be machma on the other pot. If you'll be mekal on the other pot, you have to be machma on this pot. So then it's, and he can't be making on both, that'll be tied to the size. And he can't just say arbitrarily, Sveika Rabban Lakula, I enjoy potato soup, so I'm going to assume Lakula, that potato soup didn't become treif. The other fellow enjoys the chicken soup better, so he'll assume that the chicken soup pot didn't become treif. So you can't say Sveika Rabban Lakula when you have a tied to the size. So that's one way to learn. That's the Avdei Nezer learns like that. The Avdei Nezer learns like that. You have the Nezer. Comments on the Taz. The Shulchan Aruch writes that a choyle she'en bo sakana is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. To eat on Yom Kippur is an Issa deraisa, is an Issa koris. So that one should be allowed to eat on Yom Kippur is only if the person is a choyle she'esh bo sakana or a safek sakana or a svek sveka. Svek sveka of a safek sakana is decha kola terkuli. You're allowed and obligated to drive to the hospital. There's a sveik sveika of a suffix akone, and you're allowed and obligated to eat on Yom Kippur. From day number one, when the mitzvah of Yom Kippur was given, that was always the din. Whenever there's a suffix akone, you have to eat, you're not allowed to fast. Some people wrote books on Jewish history, so they wrote, most probably incorrectly, that until the days of the Chashmonaim, this din was not yet developed. The din of Pikuach Nefesh is Zecher Kol HaTorah Kula, because it says in the book of Chashmonaim, we have the Hebrew translation from the Greek, and the Greek I think was probably also translated from the Hebrew before, so we have a translation, I think. So in the Hebrew translation, so it says there that when they would be at, when Jewish communities would be attacked by the Greeks on Shabbos, they wouldn't fight back. And then the Chashmonaim were the ones who came up with the Chiddush that Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's what some history books say, that this din wasn't developed till the days of the Chashmonaim. So we mentioned there, Moshe Tzvi Neria, who passed away many years ago, he was the one who founded all the yeshivot, Bnei Akiva and Eretz Yisrael. He himself learned in, he came from Europe, from Russia. His father was a rabbi under the communists, and he came to Arizona. He learned America's Harav under Rav Kook, and he wrote quite a few swarm about Rav Kook. So he has a whole essay. He says that it's hard to believe that all the years from the days of Maimon Har Sinai till the days of the Chashmonaim, that was deep into the Bai Sheni period, towards the end of the Bai Sheni period, when a person would be a Cholam Mesukan on Yom Kippur, he would die. They would tell him to drop dead. It's hard to believe. The Pashto says that from day number one, when the mitzvah of Yom Kippur was given, there were Cholam Meskenim from day number one who were told that they have to eat. There must have been some details in Hilchas Milchama, that even though there's no suffix sakana, no svek svek of a sakana, they say surrender and we won't kill you. So then, based on the Hilchas Sakanas Nefashis, surrender your city, we won't kill you. So there's no suffix sakana. And still, the din is that for Kibush Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to give Eretz Yisrael away to the enemy. And if the enemy threatens you, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos over that issue. Maybe that's what the Amechadish, or maybe some other detail in Hilchas Melchama. But it's very not mistabit to say that until the days of the Chashmonaim, people were dying every year on Yom Kippur because they were fasting. Cholim Eskenim. It's very not mistabit. Pashto says they always had a din that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicher. So the din is that on Yom Kippur, Cholim Mesukan is allowed to eat. But a chodesh ein b'sakana is mutal mishkav, is not allowed to eat. What about Tisha B'Av? So the Mechaber quotes from the Ramban that a chayla she'ein b'sakana, one is muta l'mishkav, is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. You don't have to be a chayla mesukan. Chayla she'ein b'sakana is permitted to eat. So the Taz argues with the Mechaber, and he quotes a tshuva by the Rabbeinu Tam. He says, why did the Mechaber quote this from the Ramban? He should have passed like the tshuvas of Rabbeinu Tam. It's in the tshuvas Maimini. On the bottom of the Rambam, you have almost on every page, you have Hagos Maimini. You have the Magi Mishnah and the Kesa Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah and Mishnah Melach. They're all commentaries on the Rambam. They try to figure out, where did the Rambam get a shita from? How does it fit in with the Gemara and so on? And the Hagos Maimini has nothing to do with the Rambam. Hagos Maimini just tells you what a Rashi and the Bali Atosu have to say with this topic. He's not a commentary on the Rambam. He's Hagos Maimini was it my Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. It was the end of the Tkufa of the Bali Atosu. Maharam Rutenberg was a Talmud of the Orzarua, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Sirlion. And they had all the traditions of all the different Bali Atosus. So that goes Maimini on the bottom of the page on the Rambam. He'll always tell you what the Bali Atosus have to say over here. So in the end of many, there are 14 Svarim in the Yad HaChazaka in the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. That's why the nickname is Yad HaChazaka, Yud Dalet is 14. So in the end of many of the 14 Svarim of the Yad HaChazaka, you have a few pages, collections of tshuvas by the Bali Atosus. It has nothing to do with the Rambam. These are tshuvas of Bali Atosus on topics that the Rambam discusses. So they have a tshuva from the Rabbein, they quote the Rabbeinu Tam, said a tshuva. The shayla was a person was a choyla she'ema sakona on some gedalia. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that sometimes some gedalia was obligated to face Medivri Kabbalah. Medivri Kabbalah means that it appears in the Navi. The Navi says, Tzomari, v'tzoma chamishi, v'tzoma shvi, v'tzoma asiri, yisos on the simcha beis Yisrael. So the Tzoma shvi is Tzom Gedalia, the seventh month. Nisan year Sivan Tamas. Tzom Hari is the Shivasa B'Tamas. Tzom HaMishi is Tisha B'Av. Av is the fifth month. And Tzom HaShvi is Tzom Gedalia. And Tzom HaAsiri is Shivasa, is Asar B'Tevis. Tevis is the tenth month. So the Navi Zechariah, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, the Balabatim asked the Shaila of the Kohanim and the Nevi'im, the prophets in the Beis HaMikdash, should we still fast on Tisha B'Av? Should we still observe Tisha B'Av like we observed all the 70 years? Tisha B'Av was a minig at that time. So that when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, it was missing so many different things that they didn't know, should we still continue to fast because the Beis HaMikdash is so incomplete, or should we celebrate? So the Navi gives a very unclear answer. He says, sometimes you mechuyev to fast. He elevated it from the level of a minig for 70 years, fasting on Asar B'Tev, Tzom Gedalia, Shavasa B'Tam, is only a minig. Now the Navi declares Tzom Arvi, Tzom HaChamish, Tzom HaShvi. He declares you mechuyev to fast Medivri Kabbalah. And then he says, and sometimes Yisos and the Simcha LeBeisro, they should celebrate, they're not allowed to fast. They're not permitted to fast. You have to celebrate a Yontif. And then he continues, the Navi continues to say, you're asking me a shayla, whether you fast? You don't listen to what I say anyway. I gave you all the mitzvahs of Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpocha and Shiluach Eved Ivri and so on, and you violated all the mitzvahs of Torah. That's why I had to send you into Golus. I had to destroy my base. I mean, you do whatever you want because you're not listening to me anyway. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the Navi gave a three-part psak. Sometimes you're mechuyev to fast Medivri Kabbalah, sometimes you're not allowed to fast. Sometimes it's optional. Ratzon misan and ratzon misan. So Rabbeinu Tam says, if Tzom Gedalia today would have been Medivri Kabbalah, we would have applied the rule that the Gemara has a lashon Medivri Kabbalah ki Medivri Torah Damya. And the Gemara doesn't say it about this. The Gemara says it about something else. Medivri Kabbalah ki Medivri Torah Damya. And we would have only allowed one to eat on Tzom Gedalia if it would be a chaylo sheyesh bo safek sakana like Yom Kippur. But since today, strictly speaking, in the days of the Bali Atosus, the obligation to fast on Tzom Gedalia is only, it's really, it's optional. Ratzim Misanim, Ratzim Misanim. It's just Krasha. View Alaya Chayva, the minig is that we do fast. So it's only a minig. It's not even a Dinder Rabbanan, it's only a minig. So therefore, a Chayla Shem B'Sakana is permitted to eat. Aratainis, the Rabbanan Kal, a Chayla Shem B'Sakana is permitted to eat. Yeah. Anatayin is the Rabbanim. Chol Hashem B'Sakana is permitted to eat. All tainus the rabban chodesh and besakanis b'meditei. If it would have been, if some gedalia would have been medivre kabbalah, then we would have applied the rule medivre kabbalah kedivre torah daman. So the only one who would have been allowed to eat and some gedalia would have been a chodesh eish besakana. But today it's not medivre kabbalah. That's the rabban etam. So the taz tainus that the gemara says ratzim misanim ratzim misanim, the three part psak only applies to the other three tanaisim. But Tisha B'Av, because the Beis Hamikdash, five terrible things occurred, and the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed twice. The first and the second Beis Hamikdash are both destroyed on Tisha B'Av. So that's why it's no longer, that's why it's not optional. It's not Ratzim Misan or Ratzim Misan. So the Taz understood that that difference, that split between Tisha B'Av and the other three, Tzam Gedali, Shabbat, Sabbatam, Zahar, Betavis, that's on the level of Diri Kabbalah. When the Navi Zechariah declared Tzom Aviv, Tzom HaChamisha, Tzom HaShviya, etc., when he said that, the three-part Psak only goes on the other three Tanaisim. Tisha B'Av is today Medivri Kabbalah. So since it's still Medivri Kabbalah, so the Rabbeinu Tam would say, Medivri Kabbalah Kedivri Torah Adam, so only a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana would be allowed to eat. So why does Mechaba Paskan against the Rabbeinu Tam? That's the Taz's Taina. So we said that Avnei Nezer comes to defend the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, it's not correct. He says, during the lifetime of the Taz, the Rashban Rosh Hashanah was not yet printed. If he would have had a Rashban Rosh Hashanah, he would have seen that that distinction that the Gemara split between Tisha B'Av on the one hand, because five different sorrows occurred, and Churban Beis HaMikdash repeated itself twice on the same day, that's why it's not totally B'Ratz Misan, B'Ratz HaMisan, that's only Midi Rabbanan. That's not Medivri Kabbalah. Medivri Kabbalah, Medivri Kabbalah, Tisha B'Av is the same as the other days. And the Rabbanim, they said, you should fast on Tisha B'Av even if everything is fine, until they'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, fine. So it's, Tisha B'Av is only Medivri Rabbanim. Bizman Hazeh, it's not Medivri Kabbalah, and therefore the Rabbeinu Tam Schum, Medivri Kabbalah, Kedivri Torah Damyan, doesn't apply. The original statement, Medivri Kabbalah, Kedivri Torah Damyan, doesn't appear in the Gemara with respect to this. It doesn't appear in the Gemara with respect to chayla eating. How much of a chayla do you have to be? Gemara has a different din. On Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, the Gemara says you're allowed to fast. On Erev Chanukah and Erev Purim and Erev all the Yamim Tovim and Megillah Steinis, so any day that you're not allowed to fast on a Yontif and Megillah Steinis, you're not allowed to fast the day before it either. So how come on Erev Shabbos, you are allowed to fast? Erev Shabbos, you are allowed to fast? So the Gemara says, the Yamitav Ma Megillas Tainas are only by the Rabbanon. So Dinim the Rabbanon need Chizuv. But Dinim the Raisa don't need Chizuv. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, what if you would have a yontif that's medivre kabbalah? So the Gemara says, divre kabbalah ki divre torah damyon. Even if it's not a yontif derais, it's only a yontif that appears in Tanakh. Let's say Purim appears in Tanakh. So divre kabbalah ki divre torah damyon. So you don't need chizuk. Only dinim derabbanan need chizuk. So we want to be mechazik the din that you're not allowed to fast on all the yamitovim and Megillah Steinis. So we make exeri not even allowed to fast on the erev of the yontif and Megillah Steinis. But if it's a yontif that's medivre kabbalah, then I say divre kabbalah kedivre tovidam. You don't need chizuk. So that's the original statement. That's the gemara in the end of Steinis. Divre kabbalah kedivre tovidamian. About a psychological issue whether divre kabbalah tzichum chizuk or not. But the Rabbeinu Tam took it in a different sense, that on Yom Kippur, only a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana is allowed to eat. And if some Gedalia would have been Medivri Kabbalah B'Zman Hazeh, that would have been a din on some Gedalia also. Rabbi Kivega quotes such a thing from the Turi Eben also. If a person is Mesupik, if he missed the word of Mikra Megillah, he's listening to the Baal Koreh, and he thinks that maybe he missed it, he's not sure. He's mesupik. Maybe he missed a word. Maybe he didn't miss a word. So the whole Mikra Megillah is only by the Rabbanan. So maybe you have a right to say Sveika the Rabbanan Lakula. So the Turi Eben says no. Mikra Megillah is Divri Kabbalah. Divri Kabbalah ki Divri Torah Damyan. So just like Sveika the Raisa Lachumra, Sofik Divri Kabbalah is also Lachumra. So Rabbi Kaveiga quotes that to Yevan Halacha Lamaisa in his comments on the Shulchan Aruch, that not only if a person missed the word for sure, if he's Mesupik, also has to read over the whole Mikra Megillah, because Dibre Kabbalah ki Dibre Torah Daman, and he says Safik Dibre Kabbalah L'chumra. Many other Achrayim disagree. They say it's not true. Mikra Megillah is not observing Purim as Dibre Kabbalah, because that says Beferish. But Mikra Megillah never says Beferish in the Megillah Sester. It says says to make mishta b'simcha, that's Dibre Kabbalah, Suras Purim, that you're not allowed to fast on Purim, okay, and simcha, you're not allowed to say hesped on Purim, that's Dibre Kabbalah. It says, Lasa says, by mishta b'simcha, shalach manas matan, Mikra Megillah doesn't say explicitly. The Gemara says, that's what's meant, nizkarim v'na'asim. What do you mean, nizkarim? Means the days are spoken of. We read the Mikra Megillah, but it doesn't say you have to read the Megillah. It said the days are spoken of, we read the Megillah. So that's what a lot of Achranim quote, Rashi Antinus, where Rashi writes, something is only declared, it's only labeled as a Dibre Kabbalah if it appears in Nevi'im Aksuvim Beloshim Tzibur. It says you have to do like this. So it says, Imei Mishta B'Simcha, they made it, Hakon, Imei Mishta B'Simcha, Shach Manas Yisrael, Matanus Lavyenim, that says Beloshim Tzibur. But this is Beloshin Tzipa Dvarim. Hayam Ma'ela, these days of Purim, Yudalan Tazwav Nizkarim Ben Asim. They are spoken of because we read the Megillah. It says we read the Megillah, but it doesn't say you have to read the Megillah. Since it's not written Beloshin Tziboy, the many poskim disagree with this Turi Yevan. Turi Yevan is by the Shagas Aryeh. And they hold the Mikra Megillah. They bring a lot of rice. The Mikra Megillah is not considered Dibre Kabbalah. But that Turi Evan, Dibre Kabbalah, Kedibre Torah Damyan, that you say Safik Dibre Kabbalah L'chumr, La Safik Derasa L'chumr, that's along the lines of this Rabbi Natam's tshuva, that he says, if a Tainus would have been Dibre Kabbalah, we would have said Dibre Kabbalah, Kedibre Torah Damyan, in the Chaymer of observance, we would have said only Achayla Sheesh B'Sakana is allowed to eat. So again, so the Taz is of the opinion that Tisha B'Av Bizmana says Dibre Kabbalah. A proof to the, I think the Taz brings the proof, that the Gemara says in Psachim, and Malkim Shenoga, the Gemara says, are you allowed to eat Ben Ashmashis of Yom Kippur? The Gemara says, Ben Ashmashis of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av is Asar, Ben Ashmashis of the other Tanesim is Muta. Why? Ben Ashmashis is a Safik Yom Safik Laila. So how come, so on Yom Kippur, Safik Derais and Luchumer? Why is Safik Tisha B'Av, why is it Asar? That must be, if Tisha B'Av is only with the Rabbanon, like the Rashba said, so why don't you just say Safik Rabbanon Lekula? So it must be that Tisha B'Av is today Midiri Kabbalah, like the Taz claimed. Midiri Kabbalah, Kedivri Torah Damyan, so you don't have no right to say Safik the Rabbanon Lekula. You have to say Safik Midiri Kabbalah Lechumer, like the Turi Evan that was quoted by the by Rabbi Kaveiger. By the fellow who's Mesupik, if he missed the word in the Mikra Megillah. So the fact that Safik Ben Ashmashis, you're not allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av, does not show that Tisha B'Av is Medivri Kabbalah. Does not prove the point of the Taz. So the Avnei says it's not correct. The other Tanesim, there's only one Ben Ashmashis to speak of, because you're allowed to eat Leil Shavasa B'Tamas and Leil Asar B'Tavis and some Gedalia, no one's fasting. You only fast in the daytime. So there's only one Ben Ashmashes to talk about. So Ben Ashmashes, you have a right to say, Safik Derabbanan, Lekula, you're allowed to. So Safik Minig, Bizmanazer, the requirement to fast Kvashi, Avyu Alay Yechayva, the Baal Halachas Gedolus writes, even though Medina de Gemara, fasting on Shabbos Batamis and some Gedalia and Asar B'Tevi should be optional. You should really say, Ratz Misan, Ratz Misan. If you don't want to, you don't have to fast. But the Baal Halachas Gedolus, quoted by all the Rishonim, says, Klal Yisrael has accepted it as a minig that we fast. So a tainus that's only a minig can't be more chomer than a tainus the Rabbanon. Tainus the Rabbanon, the Chol Hashem B'Sakon is permitted to eat. So all of the tainusim are only a minig. So why is Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is only mid the Rabbanon. It's not mid the Kabbalah. That's the Avnei Nezer's Rashba. Tisha B'Av is only mid the Rabbanon. It's not mid the Kabbalah. How come Ben Ashmashes is also? So the Avnei Nezer says because Tisha B'Av you have to fast at daytime and at nighttime. So the two Ben Ashmashesin to talk about. Ben Ashmashes entering Tisha B'Av, Ben Ashmashes at the end of Tisha B'Av. So if you'll be Mekel on the first one, because Ben Ashmashes is Dina Kiyom, it's still Erev Tisha B'Av, then you have to be Machmer on the second one. if you'll be mekel on the second one, because Ben Ashmash says Kalaila, then you have to be machmer on the first one. That so you have a suffix derabanan, and you can't say both of them lakula. And you can't arbitrarily say, I want to eat the first Ben Ashmash and you want to eat the second Ben Ashmash. So for you, we'll say, Sveika derabanan lakula, you're allowed to eat the second Ben Ashmash at Tisha B'Av. For me, you say, suffix derabanan lakula on the first Ben Ashmash. So you have no right to say that. It's a Sveika derabanan, and it's like Shtei Kederis. There are two Ben Ashmashes in over here. If you'll be Machmar on one, you have to be Mekal on the other, Mekal on one, Machmar on the other. So yeah, it's like Shtei Kederis, you have to go to Chumra on both. That's why you have to Aser, that's what Davna Nesin said, that's why you have to Aser both Ben Ashmashes. Yeah, so the Davna Nesin compares it to the Shtei Kederis, and he assumes that the Shtei Kederis, if they're both Kosher, and Anisa the Rabbana fell into either one or the other, you have to Machmar on both, is because you have no right to say arbitrarily Sveika derabanan lakula only on this, not on that. You can't say on both, because that's a tarta disasri. You can't be mekel Sveika derabanan lakula b'makom tarta disasri. So you have to be machmer on both. That's his explanation of the din of Shtei Kederis. And we suggested maybe a different pshat. Maybe the Shtei Kederis, maybe the reason why you go to Chumra is because it's a ikva isura. I know for sure. I know for sure that Ben Ashmashes, there has to be some Ben Ashmashes that's it's either Yom or Lailo. So I have two Ben Ashmashes in. And for sure, one of them has to be Asa. If Ben Ashmashes is Dinika Lailo, then the first one is Asa. Ben Ashmashes Dinika Yom, then the second one is Asa. So maybe that's called like an Ikva Yisura. The Shaila is Chal on two different things. And one of them, like Chatichachas, Mishtei Chatichas, you have two Ben Ashmashes in. One of them for sure has to be Asa. So the Mela, it's whenever there's an Ikva Yisur, you have no right to go Lekula. That's like a Tarubis of Chad Bechad. So that was the shadow that we had by if you have Shnei Shvilin and two people walk, one Shnei Shvilin, Bishus HaRabim, and 100 years ago, we heard, there's nobody alive today, remember, we heard that they buried someone to the whole width of the highway, and whoever goes on that highway will be Vaday Tomei Meis. But it's already 100 years later, nobody alive today remembers, nobody has any tradition, any record of which of the two highways, the Henry Hudson Highway or the Harlem River Drive, which one of the two highways has a Tumas Meis? We don't know. So someone went on one, someone went on the other. So one of them for sure is Tomei. But you don't know which one of them is Tomei. So the Gemara says, if bo bizach hazeh, then you can be mekel on each one because safik tuma b'shusarabim sveka tahar. But if they come to vasachas, then you have to be machmer on both. And Tosis makes a statement, hainam near the hainam idirabonim and the raisa afilu vasachas tahirim. And why is it that you have to be machmer with the rabbanon? The Taisis writes, and need and other mesichtas, because the Mexican chucha be atlula. It looked like a big joke if you'll be mekel on both. So why is Mikra din? Why do you have the right to be mekel on both? Shouldn't this be considered like an ikla isura? One of the two people, for sure, is Tommy. One went on the Harlem River Drive, one went on the Henry Hudson Highway, and both of Asachas. So one of them for sure is Tommy. So why don't you say that it should be like an ikla isura, tarubis of two people? One is Tommy, one is Tar. You don't know who's who. The Ikva Yisura, you should have to go to Chumra Meikaradin on both. Why is it that we say Meikaradin? It's really Tahar. So that was Machloikis, the Shach and the Chavizdas. What's the answer to that? That's Machloikis HaRishonim. Machloikis the Ramban and the Rashba. What's the answer? And the Machloikis, the Shach and the Chavizdas, which Rishon to Paskin like? So maybe Belineta tomorrow, maybe we should take a poll whether the people want to have Hilchas Chanukah tomorrow. The people want to have, I think we know enough Chanukah. I think it's a better idea to do Chazor. So maybe ask around. If the people want to have Hilchas Chanukah, I'll switch. Otherwise, I'll give Chazor tomorrow. Okay. And then I was told that Sunday officially is a day off. We celebrate Chanukah by not learning. the whole Yantav of Chanukah was bikshu, and they wanted to that the Jews shouldn't learn. So now they succeeded. And all the yeshivas, they give off on Sunday of Chanukah. So the Yevanim are successful by us. So we'll continue on either tomorrow, and then we'll continue on Monday, Belineta. Okay? Tov. Have a good day.